Hello and welcome to a new episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. This is season 2, episode 14. What the are we gonna do now? As my mama would say, what the devil hockey sticks we're gonna do now? I named this thing an inspiration of my favorite meme that I see on Twitter. I believe it's Minnie talking into Miss Juicy from Little Women or Little People, whatever the name of the show is called. I think it's Little Women Atlanta. But I love that meme. That is my favorite meme. Every time I see it, I laugh. And sometimes I look it up because that's my feeling for the moment. And I just need them to confirm what I'm feeling on the inside. So that's kind of how we are right now at this week. Because all I have to talk about this week is counting on the season finale. And then it's going to be gone. What are we doing about Douglas? And then also Big Brother. Because, you know, right now it's Big Brother. I guess I don't feel so bad because Big Brother like comes on 3 times a week, and I have decided that I'm just going to include Sundays recording because I just have a lot going on the weekend lately, so I guess I'm just going to resign myself to recording late, and I really don't want to miss my show. I don't want to wait until the morning to watch it. I want to watch Big Brother live. What, not live, you know, it's previously recorded, but I want to watch it when it's on the air. So yes, we're going to be talking about Sunday's episode today as well and all of last week. So yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into the show. So counting on, you know that, oh yes, two little commercial breaks before I get into counting on. Number one, I am trying something new. We'll see how it goes. As far as notes, I'm using electronic notes and not paper notes. And then the second thing that I'm going to try is not plugging up my phone because I'm lazy. Like, I'm on my sofa again, which I know is dangerous territory, but I'm wide awake and I don't have a blanket on and I have like 3 lights, 4 lights on. So hopefully I will not get lulled into sleep last time. I doubt it because I don't have a blanket on. So I think I'm okay, but I am walking on the dark side because I don't have my phone plugged up, but I'm at 74%, so that should be able to carry me through this episode. So let's just jump right back into counting on. So, as I said, this is the season finale. I'm very sad. It was a very good season finale. First, I just want to jump into, they did a good job with, like, you know, all the shows, all the reality shows have been doing special stuff because it's Corona. I think Duggars is doing a good job. I don't know if they still got some people filming or they set them real. Because you could see some of it even the previous episode. Like, they did that B footage, the, you know, reminisce. They did a little reminiscing questions and they kind of talk about what happened in the episode. Like it's actually happening. But, you know, they do that. They record that after the fact. So we've already seen some of this footage because you know they're like interviewing a producer through a Zoom call or something. That's how the shot looks. But it looks like they also set up another camera, like a real camera to the side. So that'd be like really good, clear footage. And then you like, you know, the computer footage be like, okay. But they switch back and forth. I said, that's a smart idea. They should. But you know, the Douglas have been doing reality TV for years. So they might know a little more than the average Joe. But I think they did a good job with the cut-in and how, with the shots and stuff, how I just think they do a really good job. I don't know who's the producing company for the Duggars, because they just do a really good job. I thought the Corona episode was really great, and I thought it was really neat. The final shot was like a Zoom call, and then they all turned off, and it was like the blue, and then they put the counter on. That was kind of nice. So they did a good job with this episode, man. If you could give out, I don't know if they give out Emmys for reality shows, but if I was giving out Emmys for reality shows, I would give it to that season of Counter On. It was like a really good season to me. I hopefully they bring it back because I'd be so upset and hurt if they sit there and cancel it after all these years. And it's gotten a good stride for me. At least I'm a faithful watcher. I'm happy. I don't know what the other people are doing, but I like the Duggars. And it was a bright spot. And I will patiently wait for next year for them to come back. But anyway, just to get into what happened in the season finale. First, Felicity. I love her. I love what this little girl is becoming because her parents are obsessed / talk to her all day. And she just halfway pay attention at this. Most times she is not enthused or enthralled or entertained by what they try to show her. And she be halfway listening and repeat half the stuff they say. So she's like, if I repeat the last thing they say, they think I'm paying her attention. But the funniest part of the whole thing was Ginger was talking about the clothes and reminiscing, and all Lissy was saying, like, no, I want to dance. And she was dancing to the camera and stuff. It was so cute. So I enjoyed that. And I also enjoyed that they announced, Ginger, Jeremy, they announced they are having another girl. That's really nice. I really, because, I feel like I don't really do favorites, but I really like them a lot. So I was like really at the edge of my seat to see who the baby, what the baby was going to be. Was it going to be a boy or a girl? I was kind of hoping it was going to be a boy. Usually I'm not invested at all. I'm like, the baby's going to be what it's going to be. But I was like, oh, I hope it's a boy. Can I be cute to have one girl, one boy? But it ended up being another girl. And I was okay with that because they said they wanted a girl, number one. Number two, I was like, oh, Felicity can have a little friend to play with. That would be cute. So I'm very excited about that. And then there's a new Duggar. He not new. He's been there forever. Justin. But he was like one of the little ones. So the younger Duggar kids, they just a mass of children running around. You can't really tell, in my opinion. Other than Josie, because she's the youngest. I can't, and you hear Johanna a lot, you hear Hanny a lot. I have a hard time discerning one child from the other of those little Duggars, especially little boy Duggars, just be running around. I just see it with a bunch of boys just running around. So apparently there is one, they put the boy on the screen. I was like, oh, he must be gonna be courting or something. And I was like, he looked kind of young in the face, but maybe he's just a young looking 20. But I was wrong. This boy was 17 and his little girlfriend is 19. I was like, okay, 19-year-old girl out here pulling this little boy. But now it's kind of like, oh, I don't know about that. But then I was like, well, maybe he's about to turn 18. So regardless, congratulations, Douglas, on another courtship. I was a little concerned because the boy's 17, because you know how long Douglas courtships last, and maybe just want to last a little bit longer because the boy is 17. But maybe he's 18 now. Like I said, I don't usually. I read the gossip on Douglas occasionally while I'd be wondering, like, how they are doing because my show hasn't come back yet. I say, wait, what's the Douglas up to? I'll look it up, but I don't really follow them regularly to know what's going on. But yes, as a result of the season finale of Duggars, I'm gonna pray for Ginger and Joy that they have a great rest of their pregnancy. They should be wrapping up at the end of this year by having their little babies. They're both supposed to have girls. Like, they've been having a whole slew of girls. That little picture on the sofa last week was really cute. And yeah, I'll go ahead and pray for Justin. I don't remember the girlfriend's name. I did not write what her name is. I want to say it's like Claire or something, but I will not say her name in the prayer because I don't want to like mess up her name and be speaking to some other girl in his life with my prayer. Anywho, I'm gonna pray for them as well. So let's jump into Big Brother. So this week, well, number one, which was very sad. It's also why I named this episode "What the We're Gonna Do Now," because they done got voted off the show, which we knew was gonna happen. And Day said it too. She got tired. She got tired with her race, and that's what I'm gonna pray for. Actually, that Day learned how to do some endurance. She did very good. She was doing what she had to do good in the game. But then she got tired in the end, and she sat down, popped off. She clipped a little bit at the little speech. And those people did not take well, they did not take kindly to that. And I kind of messed up, and she just kind of got rare at the end. She just kind of, gave up a little bit. Which is understandable because it's a really hard game to be playing for all these days and months and weeks or whatever they be doing up in there. I understand. Like, I no fault today at all. Really, it's a casting issue. The casting people, Day is an emotional player, and then she's a very sincere person. She is very she's just good people. That's what I sense from her. She's good people, and I don't know. You can win and be good people. I could believe that because that one guy won. I want to say season 17. I liked him. He was cool. I forget his name, but he won. He was like the little nerdy guy, and this was like my first year watch the Big Brother. He was talking to the camera. I was like, your mama can't hear you. I thought he was crazy, but then the mom was like, I've been watching, I hear everything you say. I was like, oh, people actually be watching this show live. So yeah, I liked him. I thought he was good people, but I feel like they do good in this game for the most part. You gotta be a little sinister, because you know Nicole and Danny actually doing pretty good, but they pretty trifling and treacherous, you know. So I feel like it's kind of hard. They need to cast the right type of black person to win. Like, number one, cast somebody who does well in competitions, who's actually athletic for real, for real. Who's, you know, some people just, like, in pressure time, some people mess up. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's what, a athlete type of physical competitor, they know how to get the job done. So, like, this week, Cody won. He knew how to get the job done. They keep on casting these minorities who just aren't physical competitors like that, and they aren't casting no masterminds neither. They exist. There's black masterminds and there's black competitors as well, but they don't be casting them, so it's not really Day's fault. She did the best of what she got. And, you know, that's kind of how Zinbot made fun of her, talking about, oh, you're going to get another show and lose. You ain't right, Zinbot. But she, you know, he took off. He took her easy. So I was cool with Zinbot with that. So yeah, Day is gone. You know, it be that way sometimes. It is what it is. She's kind of through anyway. So I'm okay with it. You know, that's kind of how I am. Like, that's why I don't get mad. Like, some people be mad. But I've had people go, I'm done with this show. I ain't like that. I was like, oh, okay, well, it's time for you to go. We'll just make do with who's left. As far as my favorites, y'all already know. The ones that I really like the most are pretty much gone. I like Enzo. According to the internet, he's dirty and nasty. Like, not dirty and nasty as a person, but dirty and nasty. Like, he don't take no baths. But that's okay. I don't live with him. I don't got to smell him. So I like Enzo fine. I'll be okay with him. I'll even be okay with old man Memphis winning, because he's doing a good job. He come through. He need to come through, make things work the way he need to work. And he don't sneak on back to the shadows. And he stay out the drama. He actually playing a pretty good game. Yeah, it's kind of messed up how he be talking to some people and be doing what he be doing. But it works. It works for his personality and how he is. And that's my biggest thing. Another thing with black people not winning the game, I think we have to realize we cannot win a game playing by the rules that the white people play on this game. Like, you have to actually play, make the rules work for how people perceive you. You got to play into their, you got to use that to your advantage, how they perceive you, how they think you are, this and that, your strengths and weaknesses. You got to play that to your advantage. And for white alpha male type dude, how they're playing the game, it works best for them. Like, even the white girls are dumb too, how they sit there and play by these rules, because those rules are not compatible for them to win. So they need to learn how to switch up the rules a little bit. And yeah, it's still kind of a good chance. I don't really see... I could be wrong. Danny or one of those girls could win, but they low on the pecking order of these big alliances. And yes, KC did win that one year, but also Tyler did some poor. He did Bailey too messed up, and Bailey had a pretty good relationship with KC, so that's why KC won. He miscalculated when he sat there and clicked on her that one day and caused her to pop off. That was the wrong move. And so Casey, I think that's the only reason why she won that year, because Tyler thought he could just carry her and say, I did all the work and she did nothing, but he messed up with Bailey. So that's why Casey won that. But usually that type of how they be playing, that just works out for the guy to win. Yes, Nicole did win that one season, but that season was a little wonky in my opinion, because they weren't doing a big alliance that year, because that was the season when Paul was on there, I think. And was that the second season with Paul? And no, that's the first season with Paul when Nicole won. And they didn't do a big giant alliance. Paul was on the underdog the whole time. See, there you go. So that was smart. So if you're a woman and you're going to do like a big powerful alliance, you gotta make sure you bring someone outside alliance, a man outside alliance with you. That's what you gotta do. And that's actually what Nicole tried to do this year with Ian, but she was dumb to not keep him. She could have kept him, but she was dumb. So, interesting. So, yeah, I think I'm starting to crack this little Big Brother thing. We'll see. We'll see. We'll put a pin on that. But yeah, really right now, why these guys are winning, because they're sitting, they done cracked how to win the game for them. And these black people, these white girls, these minorities, they trying to play by that same formula, and it's not going to work for you because people perceive you differently. You can do those exact same things, the exact same way, and they're going to see it as negative from your package. So you got to work, figure out what code works for your package. I know it's not fair. I know it sucks that you got to figure out something new. But that's just how it is. What I learned too. It is what it is. And thank the Lord, we got the Lord to help us and navigate those pitfalls and those snares and stuff like that. But anywho, let's just get back to Zingbot. You know, he was here for the twillings. I think he did good. I don't know what Twitter thought about Zingbot's jokes. I was unfortunate I did not have the time to get on Twitter this week, which was sad because I really wanted to see what people had to say about Zingbot. I did hear a little bit from one of the people, Jolene, I think is her name. She talked a little, she didn't like the jokes that much, but I liked them. I liked that, oh yes, Twitter links is a term of endearment to the Twitter people, to me. That's what I call them. It's not a bad thing. It's because I really do enjoy lurking on Twitter. So they make me laugh, they make me cackle. So yeah, unfortunately, I think he was there for the twirlies. I think they would have liked it, but I don't know because I didn't read it. But I thought he was especially mean to Nicole and Danny and Cody and Memphis and Christmas. That's why I think he was like kind of appealing to them to Twitter, because those are the people that Twitter does not like. And, you know, I tend to lean on Twitter with who I like and who I don't like as well. And he was like kind of mean to Enzo and Tyler. Not really, which is okay. You know, I have beef with Tyler here and there, but yeah, Tyler. And then I watched, you know, Bailey's video when she talked about how she felt, and she was kind of like Tyler. So I say, hey, if Bailey's willing to work with Tyler, and besides, you know, I believe in forgiving people. So I was like, whatever, Tyler, I'm going about you, whatever, with you. I feel bad about Day. That's why I need to pray about that Day. I'm going to pray for Day has endurance for next time, that she can see through to the end. And I was going to pray that she forgive Nicole. But, you know, Nicole kind of dirty. She did her a little dirty. Maybe I'm going to pray for Nicole, too, that she comes to terms with who she is. Because this split personality. Yeah, she needs to be comfortable with who she is. Just be yourself, and who cares what everybody else got to say? Unless the Lord says something. That's why I feel like that's what really messes her up, actually. He was kind of mean to Enzo and Tyler, like I said. Not so mean to Dave, which is cool. Not so mean to David and Kevin, which is okay. So I like Zingbot. I was here for it. I was entertained. I thought the best scene was for Cody, because Cody walked right back into it. He was like, you're a 10. Cody's like, oh, yes, I'm a 10. He was like, a 10 IQ. I was like, hi. It was funny. I liked it. And he got a one. He thought he was going to get gas, which is dumb. See, that's what even makes it more funny. Like, how you going to get gas by Zingbot? You know Zingbot going to say something nice, he's going to flip it mean. Why you got to sign it? So that was funny. Oh, yeah, Christmas. Christmas one, I was like, uh-oh. So, which is funny. You know, I've been putting Christmas on the sweet spot lately. But Zingbot alluded, and in the time after that alluded, I guess they didn't want to shock us too hard. How Christmas is now not on the sweet spot anymore. And I see why, because she crazy. Well, she not, in Jesus' name, she's not crazy. But apparently she be doing some things that rub people the wrong way / scares. Makes them concerned. But you know, a lot of things she say even on, and I'm sure they giving her a good edit even on the regular show, because you know I'm a casual plus. Be mad cold for no reason. I was like, girl, why you girls coming for them? Why you, like, I'm like, yeah, this girl. Ooh. But anywho, that was Big Brother for the most part. You know, Kevin, poor little baby Kevin. He survived a blob because he's expendable. And I'm just going through my notes. Dr. Wilden came back. If I was in the house and I had a neighbor move in, I would have been an absolute pester. Like, apparently they not showing no footage. I would have been talking up to that window all the time. I'd be like, neighbor, neighbor. Everyone would have talked to him all the time simply because it's someone to talk to. But anyway, Old Tim is coming back. I'm looking forward to that for next week. Poor little baby Kevin tried to win HOH, but he didn't. Poor little baby David tried to win as well. He didn't. Cody won. And he put Kevin and David on the block. The most likely Kevin going home. They're going to keep all the noms the same. The game ain't. But it's going to be a good episode. Otherwise, it'll just be like same old. But it's going to be good because they're going to have a triple elimination on Thursday, I think. So Thursday is going to be good. This is going to be a good week. It's going to have some drama in here. So I'm looking forward for Thursday. And let's do my list. So, of course, Spendables is Kevin and David. Defense target is Christmas, Danny, and Nicole, because this is how the strategy works. The girls are always in the bottom of the totem pole. They need to learn how to switch up his strategy. Nicole tried and she failed. So, yeah, Christmas was done. Christmas number one is Tyler, who's in the alliance. Her number one needed to be like Enzo, and it would have been better off. Anywho, offensive target is Cody and Tyler. Sweet spot is Memphis and Enzo. They're doing pretty good. I think Enzo's doing a little better. He did some smart game moves according to the episode today. So hopefully I get on Twitter on Thursday and see what's really going on. But according to what I see on the internet, that's what's going on. Yeah, I think Cody's playing a good game. I think Enzo's playing, even Memphis is playing a good game. Even though Cody's like kind of on the list, he's doing a good game. Yeah, Kevin also kind of messed up with his argument with Cody, but even without the argument, I feel like that Kevin would have been out anyway. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, should I pray for somebody this week other than Day and Nicole get her life together, get her life right? Nah, I don't know if I'm gonna pray for any. I guess I'll pray that the Lord have his way with the show. Because I can. All right. Let's jump into the prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you for today. I just thank you for being a good God, a good Father. I just pray. I just thank you, Lord, that, for me, this was a good week. I'm looking forward to next week, Lord. I just pray that you bless my week and just bless everyone who's listening. Bless their week as well, Lord. I just come to you this evening, Lord, to pray for, my favorite people on my reality shows. First, I pray for Ginger and Joy, Lord. I just pray as they enter the last trimesters of their pregnancies, as you continue to watch and protect them, I pray you surround their hearts with peace and loving and just with a solid faith and that you will carry them through this time, Lord. I just pray that they are optimistic, Lord. I pray that that you're just preparing them to be able to have good and great and even effortless deliveries, kind of like according to, Brandy had a baby having a baby reality show. Brandy had that baby like nobody's business, like no problem at all. We don't know how true that was, but I just pray that they have a sweatless labor and they have these babies well. And I pray the babies are healthy. I pray that they're great weights. I don't know what's the ideal baby weight, but whatever that weight is, I pray both of those little girls come out very healthy. Lord, I just pray that they grow in wisdom and stature, Lord. And I pray that they are heavy with your anointing from an early age. I pray they have a relationship with you from an early age. Lord, I pray that you just continue to protect, watch and protect them, Lord, as they go through all their years. I pray that whatever you have birthed and designed them to be, I pray they achieve everything that you have created them to achieve. I pray they know their purpose for our early age and they just really that they're the light that you have placed within them is very evident for the world to see. I pray that they lead many to you as a result of your light in Jesus' name. We're also praying for Justin Duggar and his relationship. I pray that it is a good witness for you. I pray that it's healthy and it's whole, Lord. I pray that you surround them with wise counsel, Lord. And I pray, should they get married, that it's just a really good marriage and a healthy marriage. I pray for all the Duggars. I pray things are well in their life. Whatever's wrong, please make it right. Whatever type of hidden desires are of you, I pray they come to pass. If there's anything that's not of you within any of them, Lord, I pray that it's squashed, it's plucked up, it's removed. In Jesus' name, I pray healing be healed, Lord. Anything that's missing, lacking, or broken is made right and made whole. I pray each and every one of them are made whole. I pray each and every one of them, their relationship with you this year is better than it was last year. I pray their relationship with you next year is better than what it was this year, Lord. And I do pray that the show has favor and it comes back from their season. I come against any scandal that's come against. May no weapon formed against any of them prosper in Jesus' name. I just thank you that they all walk in your beauty and your holiness, Lord. I pray that not one of them shall be lost in Jesus' name. Lord, I just also pray for Devon. I pray that her relationship, her walk with you continues to increase and grow. Lord, I think she does have a relationship with you, for I do remember her mentioning that, Lord. So I just pray that relationship with you becomes stronger and stronger with each day, Lord. I pray that any type of hurt and harm and offense that she forgives and lets go, especially Nicole, Lord. I just pray that the desires that she has, said and unsaid, realized and unrealized, they all come to fruition in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord, for protection. Continue to protect her and her daughter, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper either, Lord. And I pray for Nicole, Lord, you made her. You made her fiercely and wonderfully made. And she is absolutely beautiful. She is in your sight. There's no flaw in her. And you created us all to be new and all to do great works. You made us all to be a masterpiece to accomplish great works that you established long ago. So I pray that Nicole realizes what she is in you. Realize herself in you, Lord, that she walks in her full identity as you have called her to be. And she is full and confident in herself and knows what's right and what's wrong. And if she just really, with boldness, it says the righteous are bold like lions. I pray that she's going to be a woman of righteousness, a woman of boldness, and she does not care what people have to say or think, that she really just walks in what you have called her to be. I just pray as she goes and gets married, that she will finally, her and Victor get married, that they have a wonderful marriage that is not just great on the internet or great on social media or great on TV, but it's actually great in the day-to-day, on the everyday day, that it's just a wonderful and blessed relationship in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray for the rest of this show. I just pray that you get glory out of this show, that good things happen in the show, that whatever happens in this show, that people cannot deny that you're real and you're good, Lord. I do pray that you would work a miracle on that show, that your name could be made great and famous as a result of the show, that people can actually be led to you and have a close relationship with you through the show. I just pray that your Holy Spirit, you can work through any medium. So Lord, I just pray your Holy Spirit flows up and through, that lives can be changed in that household, that people can have real, true encounters with you in Jesus' name. That your spirit rests heavy in that house, and anything that's of the enemy, because I know Bailey mentioned there's some weird emotions and stuff, types of memories, some traumatic memories fall back being in that house. So I just pray any type of torture, spirits, anything that's wrong in that house to be removed, eradicated, and your spirit flows freely there, Lord. It says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I pray that any chain and any bondage that's in that house be broken and lives be set free in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you have dominion. The earth is the Lord. So I just thank you for bringing blood-bought people up in that house so that it could be that every, you know, where our feet treads is your dominion. So I just pray that we claim that house back to you in Jesus' name. That land on that house belongs to you in Jesus' name. I just pray your will be done in that house. Moving forward, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's pretty much all I have with that, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. And yes, I just thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So that is the show for this week. You know, this next week going up, because I'm like, what am I going to do? Don't worry. We in Big Brother land. We'll have plenty to talk about where it comes to Big Brother. Also, you know, I have a lot of shows on my list that I can watch. and talk about. My weekends are kind of booked lately, so I haven't been watching as much TV, and then I've been watching scripted stuff too, so I haven't been watching as much reality TV. But I think documentaries are reality adjacent. I do talk about different documentaries that I watch. So I started watching The Vow today, and I like it. So when I finish it, I'll talk about The Vow. So I think all the episodes are up. So when I watch the whole thing, I'll talk about it. I watch one episode. I don't know how many there are, so sometimes it's much, hopefully. 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. I'm gonna watch get caught up with that one day. I don't know when that day will be, but I am gonna come back, and then that will be the official end of the season of this season that I'm recording right now. I'm gonna stick to that, I think. Devil's Child in Love, I heard my brother. Maybe I'll bring him on as a co-host one day, or maybe I can convince him. But because he watched reality TV, and I don't have a co-host, and I didn't do no test co-host, so maybe he might be willing to. But he said Double Shot of Love is good. He said give it a chance. I'll go ahead and get on back on there and watch it, and then talk about it when I finish it. I think they still make it episodes. Episode. Well, I thought it was gonna be like a 10 episode thing, but regardless, so I'm gonna watch Double Shot of Love someday. I probably will watch, most likely after I'm watching all this other stuff, and if it's dry in reality TV land, because coronavirus gonna sat there and did some stuff, I might watch The Stacey and Dars, because I heard it was good on my Pink Shade. I like listening to Pink Shade, and they said it was good, so I was like, okay. I'll watch it eventually. And then Married at First Sight, they taking their time with this season, but hopefully I will probably check in on that first next week and see if they filmed the finale. And so I'll just talk about the finale. So I don't watch the I watched all the pre-show stuff, the little recruitment stuff. And I don't like I said last time, it was just too much for me. Married at First Sight was messing my emotions too much, so I'm not gonna watch the show. But the reunion was good, so I will tune in for the reunion, and I'm gonna watch the pre-show. So the reunion's gonna show all the clips. They're gonna show everything I need to know. So I'll watch that and talk about what I thought about that. So yeah, that's it. I hope you all have a great week, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. Thank you.